The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM in Lamars and Seth Boyes with the Dickinson County News. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
We've seen some more mass shootings events take place in a high school on Friday and in a football game over the weekend, and now there's been another mass shooting incident at a Walmart store in Oklahoma earlier today. I know that the Senate has been pressured to take up some type of a gun control laws or something. Will that happen? And I guess being that we're continuing to have these mass shootings and everything. So I was just kind of wondering about whether or not the Senate will actually take up any kind of a gun control action.
Yeah. Well, I have my own bills in. One goes by the acronym EAGLES, and just one part of it would have a program that the Secret Service has, and it's existed a long time, to help people identify people that have problems that may bring about a killing, to extend that program beyond just federal employees to school teachers or anybody else that could take advantage of it. Another one I have in is a bill that I have in with Senator Cruz, and it's similar to a bill we put in the year 2013, I believe, and we've reintroduced it since. And just one part of that would fill in the gaps that we have in the program where not every person that has mental problems or a felony or domestic abuse, that sort of thing, their name's supposed to be in the data bank so they can't buy guns, to fill in those gaps. And the Grassley Cruz bill does a lot of other things, but I'll stop there. But here's the main thing to think about. At least the two killings that went on in California, just in case your question leads to why we aren't passing more gun control laws, because California has very strong gun control laws that obviously didn't prevent these killings. Number one, they have broader legislation for checking to see if you can buy a gun before you get it. Number two, they very much limit the number of bullets you can have in a magazine compared to what a lot of other states do. And I don't know, they got just fairly tough gun laws already, and it doesn't seem to be doing. So we've got to look at other things other than just passing more gun legislation. Seth?
Yes, thank you. Word is that some of the plans by the president to take the flavored e-cigarette products off the market might be stalling here. Do you feel that Congress should be taking any action if the president doesn't necessarily get something through? And what's your take on the situation?
Yes, I do. I think that we ought to limit it to the original purpose of vaping, which was to encourage people to get away from normal cigarettes. And prevent teenagers from using vaping. I think the president is still headed in that direction. He was doing something last week that I forget exactly what he was doing along this line. So the president has not given up on his crusade. Back to Dennis.
Okay. Senator, I guess I was just kind of wondering about the additional developments happening on the House side, anyway, on the impeachment proceedings, and whether or not will there actually be any kind of impeachment, because it obviously, after it goes to the House, it will have to go to the Senate.
Well, I think without a doubt the House has to pass articles of impeachment. If they don't have a strong case, they'll make up a strong case. And I think there's Democrat leadership is so far out on the limb on this issue that if they don't do something, they'll destroy their own support within their own political party. and if they pass it, then we're going to have to sit as a juror to decide whether it's guilty or not guilty. and that's how we'll serve as jurors. I think that the main thing that I get about the importance of impeachment is I don't hear much about it when I'm back in Iowa, very little. I hear about high cost of drugs, USMCA, China trade, why farmers can't get LP gas to dry their corn, et cetera. I don't hear anything about impeachment. Out here, it soaks up all the oxygen out of Washington, D.C. It's all you read about, hear about. So evidently, it kind of proves that Washington's an island surrounded by reality. But beyond that, they finally got it out of the basement of the Capitol building into public view, but it's not being treated in any way like Nixon and Clinton impeachments. Those were all not only open, but one time the Democrats were in the minority, another time Republicans were in the minority under those two impeachments, and each time the president was able to cross-examine people, he had his lawyers cross-examine people. They could have their own witnesses as members of the minority. The way Schiff is running this thing, there's no opportunity whatsoever to for the Republicans to get what they want. Now, maybe they're going to let them have two or three witnesses, but not to call anybody they want to call like it had been under Nixon and under Clinton. Seth?
Yeah. Going back to one of your other points you made there with the LP supply here in Iowa, I noticed that you and Senator Ernst were both trying to get some regulation changes there, but the statement also mentioned that it's largely a private market. So specifically, what kind of changes are you hoping will result? How do you see those?
Well, the letter... The letter was written on the assumption that FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, already has the authority to do what we're asking them to do because they did it in the years 2013 or 2014 when there was a similar situation. Evidently, there's, let's say, limited number of pipeline, and so the capacity is limited. So sometimes a few days they ship LP gas, another few days they ship butane. I don't know what else they ship through the pipelines. But and these are done by contract, and the contracts have to be filed. But evidently in the year I just gave you, FERC interfered with those contracts and said you got to get LP gas out to the farmers, and they did. So we're asking for the same consideration this time. Dennis Morris.
All right. Thank you, Senator. I know we've talked about this topic many times, but I was just wondering on the proposed U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement, any more indications as to when the House might take that up?
More of the same. And Pelosi, based upon what she has said three or four times here recently, she expects it to get done and to get done yet this year. And I just consider the process that's going on between the White House and Democrats in the House to make changes in environment, labor, and enforcement, that that they have done that, except for labor enforcement, and they're getting close there. So I think that there's no doubt we're going to get this done by the time that, in other words, before Christmas. Now, even, at least I hope it is, because if we get into impeachment in the Senate after the first of the year, then it won't be done. We can't do anything but impeachment. Seth, you have the last question.
I also saw that you were looking to take over the judiciary chairmanship again. So if you would just speak a little bit about your choice to go ahead and pursue that chairmanship
yeah.
for a second.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather stay on as chairman of the Finance Committee, but Republicans have rules for our caucus that Democrats don't have. We can only be chairman of committees for 6 years. So I'm in my fifth and sixth year being chairman of Finance. And I still got fifth and sixth year to be chairman of judiciary, so if we're in the majority, that's what I would do.
Thank you, Dennis and Seth, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.